Good afternoon. I am Rich Das, Executive Vice President of Open Systems Media, and I lead the Embedded Computing Design team. I'm here for this week's Embedded Executive Podcast. This week, my embedded executive is Donna Moore, who is the CEO and Chairwoman of the Board of the LoRa Alliance. How you doing, Donna?
Hey, Rich, great. Thank you for inviting me.
So you actually are a repeat guest, and it's very, very limited company you have in being a repeat guest on my podcast.
Wow, I am honored. And I remember it was right before our Orlando event last year.
You have a very good memory. I'm
Yeah.
impressed. So the reason for bringing you on today, a report crossed my desk that that the Alliance did, and I want to learn more about it. So I assume you're familiar with the report that I'm referring to.
I am. We worked really hard to pull it together.
Good. So what's the background on this? Is it the first time you've done it? Why do you do it? Who responded to it? What's the purpose of doing it?
Yeah, we actually do our reports annually. Every year at the end of the year, we really like to look back and say, all right, where was our focus? What were our goals? Did we achieve our goals? What happened last year? Especially in technology markets or just up and coming, you really need to track and monitor where you are and what happened over the last year. So yeah, we do these every year to make sure that we are achieving our goals and we're staying on track. And it originally these reports used to just go out to our membership. And then a few years ago, we just opened it up and sent it out to everybody, social media, our newsletter list, and everyone.
So, are you on track? Are you meeting your goals?
We are ahead of track. Yeah, we are. The goal this year was really continue to educate the market and specific verticals about the value of LoRaWAN. But it's not even about LoRaWAN. It's about the problems that LoRaWAN solves. And our focus has been really, really strong to educate and aware, because LPWAN's fairly new, and solving ROI and operational efficiencies via LPWAN is fairly new. So yes, we are on track, and we really focused this last year on smart cities, buildings and campuses, utilities, and going to all the trade shows and speaking. And we really have found that in those markets in particular, LoRaWAN's known. As an example for cities, we have seen the adoption of cities skyrocket with LoRaWAN. And a lot of that is because one city will look at another city and see the deployment of LoRaWAN, see the success, see the ROI, and it gives them confidence because they have very similar types of needs. And so it gives them confidence to roll out and adopt and move forward because they see the success next door, right? They see the success that's happened. So, yeah, it's been incredibly successful.
So I'm getting a little off track here, but in this smart city application, where is it used specifically?
Well, so many. So, a lot of times it starts with lighting, but it doesn't have to be lighting. It could be many different types of use cases. But they're really needing to come together, the different departments, and figure out the needs. And then they're rolling out one anchor use case, the network's up, and then department by department by department, they're adding additional use cases. So whether it's, smart lighting, whether it's air quality, whether it's water quality, some cities are managing utilities. It goes on and on. And what they find is, again, once it's up and going, their ROI grows and their efficiencies, particularly with cities that have very tight budgets, have grown. And the other key thing for the cities has been safety for the citizens as well.
Interesting. One of the things I find myself doing whenever I think about LoRa, I want to put it everywhere, and it's not appropriate to be put everywhere. Is that challenge just me, or do you find yourself or the folks you speak to just wanting to put it everywhere? And it's, as we know, it's not appropriate for everywhere, and you have to make sure you're putting it where it makes sense.
100%. And we are really focused on our strengths. And you're right, it's not everywhere. We don't do super low latency. We don't do video. We don't do audio. We do 75%, again, of the mass IoT needs, which is, you know, exceedingly long battery life, low data rates, and, you know, hard reach areas through concrete ground. And it's really those small messages from an incredible amount of things to bring forward to provide intelligence, especially over time, to make better decisions and alert you or safety or, you know, whatever the use case is. So yeah, we don't do everything. We don't want to do everything. We partner with Wi-Fi, 5G for those video cases. We partner with Bluetooth. We partner with RFID. And that is how really the world of IoT, in my opinion, is meant to be.
Okay. I'm going to challenge you here. One of the takeaways that I saw from this report said, LoRaWAN took a leadership position in Industry 5.0 as it meets the sustainability, efficiency, and quality of life requirements. How the heck does it do that? And before you answer that, what is your definition of Industry 5.0?
Yeah. So let me just back up a second there. So 4.0 is, you know, really about operational efficiency, using technology to gain operational efficiencies. And 5.0, we really have been the leader in. And what the alliance sees as 5.0 and what the industry is stating, it's really taking a step further than just operational efficiencies. And it's looking at how do you incorporate the technical efficiencies with the workers and the humans. And that means merging them together. So we look at the strengths of the technology, which allows the workforce, the people, to do more efficient in what their strengths are. We look at safety for them. We look at, quality of life in terms of how the technology is used. So 5.0 goes just from ROI and technology to including the human part of operations. And LoRaWAN's always been about people, right? Workers, safety, efficiency, planet, sustainability, primarily environmental sustainability, and profits. So we've been leading that for a long time. So 5.0 is about, again, including the people side of the work equation and the planet side of the working equation.
Okay, that sounds good. You know, I'm a huge believer in ecosystem, and no matter how good your technology is, if you don't have the ecosystem, it doesn't matter. What's going on the ecosystem side of LoRaWAN?
Yeah, I mean, we have the depth and breadth of the full value chain, right, to implement LoRaWAN. It takes a village to do any kind of LPWAN IoT. And so we continue to grow. I think some of that's also seen in our board. We just had Broen join the board of directors. Henry Hung is on our board now, and they're really looking to support and grow LoRaWAN in Asia Pacific regions. Broen is a device manufacturer. We just had Netmore join the board as well. We just had EchoStar Mobile join the board. Telemaco, who's from EchoStar leading it, because of our leadership in satellites. We've been doing quite a bit with satellites in terms of another network platform. And so I think seeing the diversity of even just our board members, and it's certainly represented in our general membership as well, leading the way and continue to evolve the alliance is it's demonstrated in the members that join.
That's awesome. So when I bring you back on to the program a year from now, what milestone will we be talking about?
I think we're going to be talking about, actually, I know we'll be talking about drill IoT. So while we've, again, in the last year, cities, buildings, and utilities, incredible growth in those areas. This year, and we're going to have one very large meeting in Munich, June 19th and 20th. And really, the focus there is going to be on industrial IoT and the incredible work that LoRaWAN and the data that LoRaWAN's been providing, both for digital twins, preventative maintenance, efficiency in these workplaces, and again, taking it to Industry 5.0, looking at both the operations and the people and the sustainability and the environmental output from these industrial buildings, LoRaWAN plays a role in all of that. So you're going to see incredible growth in industrial IoT for LoRaWAN a year from now.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much, Donna.
Yeah.
That was Donna Moore. She is the CEO and chairwoman of the board of the LoRa Alliance, and I am Rich Nass with Open Systems Media.